Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 31. Clear skies overnight with a low around 12. Much warmer on Saturday, sunny with our high nearing 50 and partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with a low around 27. A slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our high of 64. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout Sunday night with a low around 40. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 7 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican state lawmakers in Topeka are bringing back up the Eddie Eagle program regarding Second Amendment issues and gun safety for children, saying it's vital for children to understand safety around the guns.
We teach sex ed. We teach body safety. We teach driver's ed. Why would anyone purposefully leave out teaching children how to keep themselves safe around firearms?
That's State Representative Rebecca Schmoy from the Ottawa area on KAKE News, where she says with constitutional carry in the state of Kansas and more guns out in public, it's vital for children to understand the dangers and safety procedures regarding firearms. Other Democrats like Stephanie Sawyer Clayton say it's an opportunity to repeal constitutional carry in the state to try and keep the children safe that way.
I would posit this theory. Perhaps we can repeal constitutional carry and make people more safe. If you need a gun to go to the grocery store in Kansas, that's an issue.
Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Stack up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A weekend of festivities is underway this weekend across the state of Kansas, including a comic book convention going to Topeka's Great Overland Station. As WIBW reports that the Great Overland Comic Convention is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday, with admission at $5.
This one is one that Shawnee County Parks and Rec is able to use our resources to create a very diverse and fun experience. One of the neat things, one of the arguments I guess I got to make in being a comic convention in itself, is we're pulling in a lot of local talent that has influence on intellectual property throughout the world. So like Bona Bones is an animator over at the Kansas City Art Institute. She animates for a show called Robot Chicken that's been going on for a while. Robert Bolivar is a teacher here in Topeka, but he wrote a number of episodes for Deep Space Nine with Star Trek. Got teachers here in Topeka who are putting together comic books.
That audio from WIBW News, Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The county commissioners for Greeley County, Nebraska, ended up tabling a wind farm project earlier this week after individuals of the community gathered at the courthouse to discuss the potential wind farm project from NextEra Energy. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the representative showed up to the meeting as well to talk about the proposal and the benefits that the wind farm would have for the county. At the end, however, residents of the community and the county commission all agreed to table the motion until their next meeting on March 28th. The potential wind farm proposal would see 41 different sites across the county, with three alternate sites erecting 3 miles west of Greeley, Nebraska, with the funds from the wind farm set to go back into the county through the road infrastructure, tax revenue, and funding for Cedar Valley schools. Many members of the community that showed up to the event were able to give their input and their opinion regarding the wind farm, with concerns about the effects on the rural community, the farmland, and other issues. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers, a Concordia Republican, has filed for re-election to represent the 36th District, which includes a portion of Marshall, as well as all of Washington County. The primary will be in August, the general election in November. Kansas Department of Transportation is now accepting applications for the spring round of the agency's cost share program, which provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leverage state funds to increase total transportation investment, and help both rural and urban areas of the state improve the transportation system. An informational webinar on the program will take place Thursday, March 2nd at 10:30. The application process will be discussed and attendees can ask questions. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Corning public water supply system in Nemaha County. The annual Baileyville Benefit, a basketball and volleyball tournament fundraiser toward medical expenses, this year of four local residents, is this weekend. This year marks the 41st year of the effort, which is coordinated and operated by volunteers and includes a large raffle and auction of donated items. Basketball and volleyball games are played at Nemaha Central and Seneca, which were begun four decades ago at the B&B High School and have generated millions in donations toward different individuals and families in need each year. Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is hosting a career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Over 35 businesses and organizations offering a variety of available jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in this area Thursday, March 2nd from 9 to 2. Contact Highland Community College Western Center for more details. Axtell Community Effort will be the focus of our public affairs program this weekend on KNDY, as James Shaughnessy highlights a number of recent businesses established and improvements in the Axtell community.
First and foremost, the grocery store, which just got built. And we used to have an older grocery store, and it was old and outdated. And so, you know, the community got together and tore the old one down and raised money and did it in such a fast fashion. And, you know, the grocery store, like I said, that's the most recent. And then we've got, you know, a new two-bay car wash. And then, you know, years ago, we needed a new bar and grill. And what do? We tore down the old one, and then we built a new one, call it ACES, which stands for Axtell Community Effort, ACES. So I don't know if it's not real public knowledge yet, but they're in the early stages of building a state-of-the-art fitness center and weight room. So the AEDC has an opportunity, an incredible opportunity in my eyes. It's for a daycare provider grant. They also have the tear down and build up programs for, you know, old buildings, old houses. They have micro loans for the actual businesses to start within the town. AEDC has been just tremendous on what they've put forward and what they continue to do to try to, you know, lure more young, you know, people and even businesses within the town of Axtell.
Join the public affairs program on KNDY Saturday morning at 7:10 as the conversation includes an effort underway in the Axtell community to develop additional housing.
A lot of young business owners within the town of Axtell that has taken over, you know, Tyler Jones over at Eagle HVAC and Plumbing, and then Brad Brockstrom at B&D Buildings, you know, he's been integral in all of it. And then James Kroger over at the Lumberyard. They've got together, you know, James and Brad have got together and decided, you know, there is a need for this housing. And then they're trying to, you know, build up new houses. They're building some spec houses because people, you know, continue to move back and move to Axtell. So we have to have housing to accommodate, you know, those young families and those people moving back. So there are houses being built as we speak, and we'll be ready before you know it. Anytime there's a vacant lot or, you know, an old house needing to be teared down, there's been a few houses that have been torn down by individuals, and then that's where they're, you know, building new houses, spec houses, and built to custom order and everything.
Adam M. Miller, age 31, of Morroville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Morroville Christian Church. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 6 at the Presbyterian Church in Fairbury, with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Adam Miller.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna casserole, cornbread, beets, peaches, and a cookie. On Monday's menu, a hamburger, potato wedges, pea salad, and blushing pears. PNDY News Time 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying cooler today, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Clear and chilly overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper teens. But warming up throughout Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-20s and upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s, southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then more showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine but staying breezy throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And clear Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. North winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 82. The average low 25 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. It's 8 degrees this morning in Marysville with a light north wind. Still, those wind chill factors down around zero. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Fish Fry this Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville, serving 5 until 7 p.m. Fish, scallop potatoes, coleslaw, and desserts. Dine-in or carry-out available. Fish Fry this Friday, serving 5 until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
NBA is back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In their first game action since the All-Star break, the league-leading Celtics continued their winning ways.
Back up at the shot clock, buzzer, no, tipped in by Tatum.
The call on 98.5, the sports hub. Jason Tatum's tip-in sealed the game for the Celts. In overtime, he had 31 points. Celtics beat the Pacers 142-138. The West-leading Nuggets beat the Cavs Thursday, led by Nikola Ain't No Jokic's 22nd triple-double of the season.
Pass to Joker, and a three. Got it again!
The call on Altitude Sports. Jokic finished with 24 points, 18 boards, and 13 assists. Nuggets prevail over the Cavs 115-109. Sixers home against the Grizzlies, down 17 in the first half. A hard-fought Philly comeback was in store.
Step back three by James is in. Are you kidding me?
97.5, the Fanatic with the call. James Harden's 31 points rallied the Sixers to a 110-105 comeback win. New Laker edition, Malik Beasley had the hot hand from downtown. Lakers hosting the reigning champs.
Beasley in the corner. Beasley's three-pointer. Good again.
710 ESPN LA on the call. Beasley's 25 points included 7 three balls. The Lake Show take down the Warriors 124-111. Around the association, Lauri Markkanen's 43 points and clutch free throws lifted the Jazz over the Thunder in overtime 120-119. The Kings topped the Blazers 133-116 and the Mavs walloped Spurs 142-116. College hoops, fourth-ranked UCLA at Utah.
Three from Campbell. Good! With a swish!
The call on Learfield. That three ball from Tiger Campbell, a clutch one down the stretch. The Bruins handled the Utes 78-71. Number 12, Gonzaga, home against San Diego.
Back to Timmy, leans in, wouldn't go. Tip attempt is good for Drew.
Our thanks to Learfield. Drew Timmy's 22 points and 13 rebounds helped the Zags cruise past the Toreros 97-72. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hella Johnson finishes fourth in the state girls wrestling tournament, losing the consolation finals Thursday to Crossland of Santa Fe Trail with a fall in 3:32. And Rose Latta places fifth with a 9-5 win over Blockinger of Goodland. Jenica Hubbard was eliminated first round Wednesday. Boys competition begins Friday. Taven Wilson, Keegan Waters, Carter Trimble, and Dakota Slupionik represent Marysville High School in the state tournament. Thursday night tipped off high school basketball sub-state, Class 1A girls. Axtell over Pike Valley, 46-30. Lynn took Wetmore, 78-4. Frankfort girls beat Blue Valley, 70-35. Clifton Clyde knocked off Washington County, 62-52. And Centralia beat Onega, 48-39. Friday, it's boys action. 1A sub-state, Lynn at Kansas School for the Deaf. Frankfort at Osborne. Washington County at Blue Valley. Centralia hosting Meredith Zine. Hanover and Axtell are top seeds with byes in the first round.
Now showing at the Astro 3 Theater, Jesus Revolution, rated PG-13, showing Friday and Saturday 7 and 9:30, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Cocaine Bear, rated R, showing Friday, Saturday 7 and 9, Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday 7 o'clock. And finally, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, rated PG-13, showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9:30, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Chevy Colorado. It's a two-wheel drive priced at $34,100. They have a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 in on trade. One owner, a new truck trade, 59,000 miles. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company today.
Here's the
I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, it's Friday. That means it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, back in Washington. Open the fact that we need more truckers and we need them fast. This is interesting because this bill will provide some offering authorities for certain vehicle waivers during emergencies. It allows truck drivers to apply for workforce grants, streamline the CDL process, which sure needs to be done, and assist with truck parking difficulties, among other things. We'll just have to wait and see, because that CDL thing could cost some of our truckers up to $8,500, we understand. So this thing here will loosen that up a little bit, and I'm sure there'll be pretty good support to get that passed. In the meantime, something interesting. I've been talking a lot about plant-based meat over the years. Never did think that it would amount to too much, and thank goodness so far the indications are that I was right. Boy, that's a switch, isn't it? In the meantime, we have reports out of Purdue University. An economist by the name of Jason Luggs thinks that the hype is over and it's going downhill. Well, it definitely is in sales, no doubt about that. Sales have been falling, he says. From November 21 to November 22, sales for plant-based meat alternatives were down 20%. That's right. It showed households without children rarely choose plant-based proteins over animal proteins. So some of what drove the growth initially, as I said, was the hype. The higher price point of plant-based alternatives is not helping. See you on the next Techline Report.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
It's not quite time for producers to be bugging out about wheat pests. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, gives an overview of updated pest guides from our entomology department here at K-State and shares advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests.
In the last 10 years, we came up with some different economic injury levels or different treatment thresholds for some of the pests that we've had some new invasive species. So it should be available through your K-State bookstores. And each local county extension office has 5 issues. But one of the things I might add, it has nothing in there about insecticides. So if you're interested in what insecticides you use, we're trying to answer that with our crop insect management guides. And those should be out by the 1st of March. They are up-to-date information. We always also put a qualifier in there that always check your label. But we've tried to give you some information in those management guides on sampling, what to expect from damage, and that kind of stuff.
Whitworth explains the 3 pests that can cause people to think about early season problems: winter grain mites, army cutworms, and Hessian flies.
Winter grain mites can be in any grass, but they're not noticed. When they do get noticed is when they're in wheat. Generally speaking, winter grain mites, they die off and there's just eggs left over winter. The army cutworm, however, will be out there feeding anytime the temperature's over 45 to 50 degrees. They're really small, so you have to really look. And the Hessian fly is dormant right now. It's in the flaxseed stage. If you have some place in your wheat field where last fall the growers always tell me it looks like it's kind of dying out or has kind of a dark color to the leaves and they're a little more flattened, if you pull those up and you start stripping those tillers, you'll see the little mahogany-colored flaxseed. That's the pupal stage of the Hessian fly. As soon as it starts warming up, the winter grain mite eggs will hatch. The flaxseed will turn into adult Hessian flies, and the army cutworms will continue to grow.
Whitworth encourages producers to evaluate their fields for pests, but to stray away from treating. He also shares concerns about lack of moisture.
Go out and figure out why you had a thin spot in your wheat or your alfalfa. But if it's due to an insect or a mite, it's not time to take action. The wheat's in dormancy. They're not going to feed on it very much, or even if they do, it's not going to cause any problems. It's once these crops come out of dormancy and start growing that we start having a problem. The other problem we're having right now in a large part of the state, we're still short on moisture. If there is an army cutworm problem or if there is a winter grain mite problem, that damage is going to show up even more because those plants are also struggling for moisture.
That's K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with insights on updated pest guides and his advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Folks in northern states will soon be watching for the return of the American robin, but some of them never went away. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs was born on this day. Folks in the northern states are anxiously awaiting for those harbingers of spring, the American robin. What many don't realize, though, is that many robins have been around all winter long. Some flocks hunker down in brush and thickets, surviving on insects, grubs, and whatever fruit they can find. Only when the ground thaws do we see them hopping through our lawns and gardens in search of worms. Want to create a winter refuge for robins? A wildlife garden with American holly, winterberry, cranberry viburnum, and other fruit-bearing shrubs is a good way to start. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime here at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Another chilly start, 8 degrees. Wind chill factors down around zero. But a warm-up into the weekend looks pretty good for Saturday and Sunday as we look toward 50.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the regular season of college basketball is almost over with just about a week left and roughly three games for most of the teams. But they are back in action this weekend as the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks are back at home taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday with tip-off at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their victory on the road earlier this week against the number 24 TCU Horned Frogs, 63-58. As they have climbed back to the top of the Big 12 Conference. It is 1 week left for the regular season for the Jayhawks with a game on Tuesday again at home against the Texas Tech Red Raiders and their final regular season game on Saturday next week on the road against the Texas Longhorns. The Kansas State Wildcats are also back in action this weekend as they are on the road back down in Oklahoma taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Their tip-off on Saturday at 1 p.m. They're coming off their victory on Tuesday this week against the number 9 Baylor Bears at 75-65. After this weekend, they come back home to take on the Oklahoma Sooners on Wednesday. Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Hella Johnson finishes fourth in the state girls wrestling tournament, losing the consolation finals Thursday to Crossland of Santa Fe Trail with a fall in 3:32. And Rose Latta places fifth with a 9-5 win over Blockinger of Goodland. Jenica Hubbard was eliminated first round Wednesday. Boys competition begins Friday. Taven Wilson, Keegan Waters, Carter Trimble, and Dakota Slupionic represent Marysville High School in the state tournament. Thursday night tipped off high school basketball sub-state Class 1A girls. Axtell over Pike Valley 46-30. Lynn took Wetmore 78-4. Frankfort girls beat Blue Valley 70-35. Clifton Clyde knocked off Washington County 62-52. And Centralia beat Onega 48-39. Friday, it's boys action. 1A sub-state. Lynn at Kansas School for the Deaf. Frankfort at Osborne. Washington County at Blue Valley. Centralia hosting Meredith Zine. Hanover and Axtell are top seeds with byes in the first round. 2A and 3A sub-state basketball pairings released Wednesday. Marysville girls are last seed 5-15 and travel to top seed ACCHS 19-1 Monday evening at 7. Second seed Nemaha Central will host Concordia. Third seed Minneapolis home to Hiawatha. Riley County plays host to Sabetha. Winners advanced semifinals at Marysville. Marysville boys, 18-2, are second seed to undefeated Sabetha. Bulldogs host 7th seed Hiawatha, 4-16, Tuesday at 7. Sebepha is home to Minneapolis with third seed ACCHS hosting Riley County and 4-5 seeds Concordia facing Nemaha Central. Again, winners advance to semifinals at Marysville. In the Horton sub-state, Valley Heights boys 9-10 are fourth seed and host Riverside 6-14 Monday at 6. Top seed is Jeff County North, second seed Horton, third seed Valley Falls, sixth seed Pleasant Ridge, seventh seed Jackson Heights, and eighth seed Republic County. On the girls' side, Valley Heights 13-8 is fifth seed and tips off at Pleasant Ridge 13-7 Tuesday at 6. Top seed is Riverside, second seed Jackson Heights, third seed Jeff County North, sixth seed is Valley Falls, seventh seed Horton, and eighth seed Republic County.
KNDY.